Let us be attentive.
O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. To you, O Lord, have I cried, O my God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to edify him. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached thee fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly charged them, "See that no one knows it." But they went away and spread his fame throughout all that district. As they were going away, behold, a dumb demoniac was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He cast out demons by the prince of demons." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity among the people.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A professor of ecology and evolution at the University of Chicago recently made this comment: science and faith are fundamentally incompatible. Science helps religion only by disproving its claims. Now, is such a statement true? Does the evidence of science point away from God, or does it point towards God? Well, according to one of the most, I would say, radical and prominent atheists within the past century, Dr. Anthony Flew, the scientific advances and insights of the past 50 to 60 years have compelled him to turn away from his own atheism to belief in a divine creator. After writing volume after volume of anti-religious books for over 50 years and preaching atheism, he came to a different conclusion towards the end of his life and declared the following: I now believe that the universe was brought into existence by an infinite intelligence. I believe that this universe's intricate laws manifest what scientists have called the mind of God. I believe that life and reproduction originate in a divine source. Why do I believe this, given that I expounded and defended atheism for more than half a century? The short answer is this: this is the world picture, as I see it, that has emerged from modern science. We heard this morning, brothers and sisters, of miracles, healings, and wonders. Two blind men received their sight by the healing touch of Jesus Christ. A man who was mute on account of a demon possessing him was released from his bondage and began to speak because of the power of Christ casting out that demon. Such were those events that the crowds who witnessed them shouted out, "Never was anything like this ever seen in Israel." While the wonders of God continue to astound humanity, his awesomeness is evident everywhere. So much so that his worst critics and enemies and deniers are seeing the fingerprints of God everywhere they look, everywhere they probe and explore, in absolutely everything. And they too, like those crowds of old, are beginning to say more and more, "We've never seen anything like this." The prophet David sang out, "In the beginning, O Lord, you made the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands." Psalm 101:26. And again, this psalmist announces, "The heavens declare the glory of God. Outer space shows the creation of his hand." Psalm 18:2. The more we learn, the more we receive a glimpse into the supremely creative and infinitely intelligent mind of God. St. Paul writes about this in his first chapter in his letter to the Romans. "For what can be known about God is obvious, because God has revealed it. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and divinity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made." Romans 1:19 and 20. And this is why a professor at Rice University, a synthetic organic chemist on the cutting edge of the latest nanotechnology, writes, "I stand in awe of God because of what he has done through his creation. Only a rookie who knows nothing about science would say science takes away from faith. If you really study science,
It will bring you closer to God. The more we peer through telescopes, brothers and sisters, the more we peer through microscopes, the more we see the signature and handiwork of God. Consider the sheer vastness of the cosmos. The distances across the universe are absolutely astounding. The fact that there are billions of galaxies and billions of stars within each of those galaxies blows the mind, at least mine. And then consider what modern mathematicians and philosophers say. The universe must have had a beginning. Nothing comes from nothing, wrote the ancient Greek philosopher Parmenides. So the universe could not have created itself out of nothing. Rather, there must be a cause, a something behind the nothing that was before creation. As our liturgy puts it so beautifully, Holy God, you have brought all things into being out of nothing. And again, later in the liturgy, we pray, we give thanks to you, invisible King. By your infinite power, you created all things. And by your great mercy, you have brought everything from non-existence into existence. Consider how precise the laws of nature are, so that instead of everything going into a state of chaos, what is called entropy, there is order, exactness. There is life. Physicists tell us that changing, say, the gravitational force that deals with the attraction of large bodies, or the strong nuclear force that holds the nucleus of atoms together, changing these forces by the slightest degree, like a billionth of a billionth degree, everything would fall apart. There would be no universe to speak of. If the Earth wasn't where it is exactly, a little further or a little closer to the sun, there could be no life. We could not exist here. Consider what molecular biology has discovered about each of the trillions of cells within our body. How each minuscule cell is a powerhouse and a manufacturing plant, and that DNA is more sophisticated than any program or software imaginable. And a program demands a programmer. For each cell to execute thousands of directions, there must be a director. Here's what a professor of cellular and molecular biology at San Francisco State University says upon witnessing what goes on within each tiny human cell. This is absolutely mind-boggling, he says. To perceive that this scale of size, such a finely tuned apparatus, a device that bears the marks of intelligent design and manufacture, and we have the details of an immensely complex molecular realm of genetic information and processing, and it's exactly this new realm of molecular genetics where we see the most compelling evidence of design on this earth. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, commences the Holy Bible. The Gospel of John elaborates on this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has made all things in wisdom, my brothers and sisters, and as we advance in our knowledge of creation, let us wonder more and more at the majesty of God, at his power, and draw closer to our loving God who has prepared all these things for you and me. One of the prayers from the Vespers service of our church sums all of this up very beautifully. O God, great and wonderful, who alone possess immortality, who dwell in unapproachable light, who fashioned all creation with wisdom, who order the universe with inexpressible loving kindness and rich providence, who have granted us also the blessings of this world and brought us near to the promised kingdom through the blessings that have been bestowed upon us already, who have made us turn aside from every evil during that part of the day that has passed, and now grant us also to complete what remains without blame in the presence of your holy glory, as we sing your praise, who alone are our God, good and the lover of mankind. For you are our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen. You may rise at this time.